This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ground ball fair inside the bag and first and down the line. Richick around third base on his way home. He'll score standing up. The ball gets away in right field from Wilbur Fido.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Into second, and a ground ball dribbles inside the bag and gives the Royals a 3-2 lead in the 10th.
That is the Royals highlight that started the floodgates in the extra inning just in Toronto. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, and Odyssey Sports Station. Here on a Monday, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you. You're home for Kansas City Sports as the Royals take 2 out of 3 in Toronto, where I guess the fans didn't really respect the Royals.
Bobby Witt, ass. Adam Frazier, ass.
Salvador Perez, ass.
Don't even know who started for the Royals, ass.
We're the best in the league, simple as that. We wake up, we piss excellence.
David Snyder is a future World Series MVP. love it.
It's Bobby so Witt, ass. Adam Frazier, ass.
Salvador Perez, ass.
Don't even know who started for the Royals, ass.
We're the best in the league. Simple as that. We wake up, we piss excellence.
David Steiner is a future World Series MVP.
Yeah, I like it. That made me laugh. That's really funny right there.
Awesome.
That's before the series started with Royals, and that kind of backfired. I mean, it really did. If you're going to talk smack, you better make sure that it stands up, right? Like, you got to make sure that smack talk stands up right now.
Kinda like that UFC fighter I just showed that video of.
Yeah, jeez.
I mean, talking bad about, you know, other teams because you don't know who the players are. That we could say that about all those guys on the Toronto Blue Jays as well, right? I mean, you could start naming guys, and I would just go ass. I don't know many of these people, right?
Yes.
That guy's ass. That guy's ass. That guy's ass. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Ass.
Well,
Dalton Biggio. Ass.
Well, he's actually.
Or whatever. Dalton Varsho. Ass.
Bo Bichette.
Ass.
Mm. Max Scherzer.
Ass.
But no, that was the biggest win of the season.
Huge.
Series wise. Two out of three against Toronto on the road against the best team in baseball, now tied with Detroit. As the best team in baseball, but now you are 500.
Mm-hmm.
You're 3.5 games on the wild card. You continue to win. You're still winning 600. Your winning percentage right now since the All-Star break, 600 is what you have to do. You put yourself in this position. You have to keep winning. You're back to 500. You can start having those postseason conversations because there are only two teams in front of you. That is Cleveland and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland will be going to the New York Mets on the road. You will be going to Boston. That game tonight in the Green Monster. Vern's On Deck show starts at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. Be sure to catch Vern, because if you win the pitch clock, you have a chance to go see the Nationals when they come in town. So there's James Wood as well as a player to be seen on that team to see the Royals if they continue their winning ways. They'll play three in Boston. They'll play three in Minnesota this week. But a very good sign to see this weekend, because you sent Waka, Cameron, and Lugo out there, which you would think, okay, if we thin those three guys out, they should be able to win two out of those three games. They did exactly that. You were led by your captain, your best baseball player on the planet, Bobby Witt Jr., and the additions that J.J. Piccolo made during the trade deadline also showed up as well, from Frazier to Yastrzemski to all these guys that played a very, very, very important series this weekend against Toronto in the Rogers Center. And now you go to Boston and kind of carry that momentum going with you.
Well, and that's the thing. You've got to carry the momentum going forward, because if you give it back in Boston, then none of that matters up in Toronto. But now you're back to 500. Now you're a legitimate playoff contender. And we can have those conversations as long as you were 500 or better. And now you're starting to make up some ground and starting to see some teams kind of fall in front of you. Don't look now. The Yankees may be the next team to fall down in front of you. But you got to continue to take care of business. Boston, obviously, we know, is playing some really good baseball right now. But the reason they won this weekend, number one, was Salvador Perez. That guy was magical this weekend. And I know there was a lot of people out there who believed he was washed. It was time to move on. Salvador Perez this, Salvador Perez that. Salvador Perez just had his second best month of his entire career in the month of July. This past July that we just finished was the second best offensive month of Salvador Perez, 11-year, 14-year, whatever year of career it's been, in Major League Baseball. He just had his second best offensive month ever. And since June, he's hit in 37 of the 51 games that the Royals have had. In the last 51 games, Salvador Perez has got a hit in 37 of them. That's why this team is winning right now, is because Salvador Perez is doing what we need Salvador Perez to do, and that's lead the way. Kyle Isbell is never going to get love on this team. No matter what he does, he's never going to be one of these guys that gets love. He's a big reason why the Royals won two out of three games in Toronto this weekend. He's always upstaged by Vinny and Salvi and Bob and whoever else is in the mix right there. Kyle Isbell has been an absolute superstar this year for this team, quietly just going out there and dominating. And then for me, Michael Waka over the weekend, man, like, that guy on Friday night gave you everything that you needed. And he's a big reason why the Royals won two out of three games, because he was a stud on Friday night. It would have been real easy. It was 1-0 pretty quick.
Right, out of, right out of the chute, right? Bomb.
And it would have been real easy for everybody just to say, oh, here we go again. It's Toronto. Michael Waka went out there and pitched like a madman on Friday night. And because of his pitching and because of Salvador Perez and then Kyle Isbell just being great all weekend long, here we sit taking two out of three from the best team, arguably, in all of the American League. And now it's on to Boston. Continue to do what you do. The best part of it is they're not afraid of anybody. They're going out there and beating people's ass right now.
Yeah. And Isbell had the big hit in extra innings with the ghost runner on second that I think Dick Vitale didn't know that was
right.
a thing.
Dick Vitale complaining about ghost runners this weekend. What year did he wake up in? Because this has been going on since 2020, Dick. Like, seriously, it's been going on since 2020. He's been complaining. He literally tweeted yesterday to Dick Vitale about how ghost runners are bad for the game. It's year six.
Well, we know that our manager doesn't like it. He told us that. He goes, yeah, the ghost runner's kind of interesting. I'm like, well, we don't like 19 inning games, Q.
Right. I mean, every sport.
Not that you need a ghost runner on Sunday, but either way.
No, yeah. But I mean, it changes the game, and I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. And every sport has a way to change overtime to speed up the ending of the game. Like, they don't want these games to go on forever. The NFL, I mean, yeah, you got to score a touchdown. It used to be the first score wins to end it. Baseball's got your ghost runner. Hockey goes 4-on-4. Basketball's a 5-minute period, and we play to the end. Like, that's what we do in extra innings and extra time and overtime in sports now. We change the rules because we don't want to be sitting here for 19 innings. I mean,
right.
What's the longest game you ever sat at?
I produced a game that they played in Seattle with 19 innings.
It did. Okay.
It started at 9:05.
Damn. Oh, my God.
I was over there. And then I did your guys' show the next morning.
No. Did you go home at all?
Yeah.
You did?
For about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the couch was already occupied.
Right, yeah.
So I couldn't sleep there. But, yeah, there was a game that they played in Seattle with 19 innings. It got over, I want to say, around like 2:15 in the morning.
It's more than two games.
Yeah, and then Vern did his post-game show until about 3:30. I went home. I think I went into the garage for a little bit, and then I was like, oh, I got to be back to do some audio cuts for Kling and Bob. I better get in there. Drove right back to the station.
I mean, that's ridiculous, man. That 19-inning game. See, nobody wants
on
that.
On the West Coast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That makes it even worse. I mean, 19 innings at a noon game is one thing, but
yeah,
I mean,
still, that sucks.
It does.
That's
it's terrible.
6 p.m. when it gets over.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to sit there for that long. So the Ghost Runners are great. Obviously, it was a big thing yesterday. The Ghost Runner, to me, just puts so much pressure on the pitcher. And I think if you're hitting first, you have such an advantage, right? Like, I think the advantage in extra innings now goes to the visiting team, like the Royals did yesterday. They put up 7. It was over for the most part for the Blue Jays. I know they got a couple and whatnot, but you're waving the white flag at 7-2. You're feeling defeated at that point in time. So I think hitting first with the ghost runner is the advantage right now. But I love it. All of a sudden, Dick Vitale complains. It's like me waking up this morning and going, "Yeah, 3-point line in basketball needs to go away."
Coming up. Rashee Rice had something to say this weekend when he was at the podium. I thought it was something that you love to hear. Plus, Mac takes over the show with one word. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This goes for Bob. From the 214. Hey, Bob, McCarthy was 10 of 13 for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns in training camp yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people like what he's doing right up there at training camp. Jen got the kids up about an hour ago to clean up the toilet paper.
Okay.
Yeah. We got TP'd last night, just so everybody know. I did know they TP'd the neighbor's house.
Poor Fred.
Thinking it was our house. Poor Fred was out there this morning, too, with them, you know, TP'ing. And I don't think he's real happy about it. He's upset they TP'd his tree. Your tree's going to be fine, man. It's an oak. It'll be just fine. I'm not worried about your tree. It's a couple pieces of toilet paper. Okay, let's not freak out over this whole thing. But I find it to be very funny, actually.
Yeah.
That they TP'd the house last night. I woke up at 4:30 to get in the car, drive out, and there's toilet paper everywhere. And like I said, we don't have the trees in our yard anymore, so they TP'd kind of the neighbor's house and our house, right? And they put some TP on my daughter's car and whatnot. You know? So now there's fights going on over who did it, and I'm blaming the wrong person and whatnot.
Oh,
my
nice.
Older daughter's blaming my younger daughter, but her friends don't drive, and so here we sit with the mysterious. And then they go, well, they TP'd Fred's house, so they weren't even coming after us. Okay. We don't have trees. This is how this works. Okay. So they went and got the tree that hangs over our yard because Fred hasn't trimmed his tree. And so it hangs over our yard. So technically, the part that they did get is in our yard.
Reminds me of that Curb episode. The lemon tree is causing my fence to erode.
Right. Yes.
So I'm going to need you to go half on this.
Well, yeah.
Technically, the tree's in your yard, but you get the lemons that fall in your yard. Yeah, they're in my yard.
Right.
So then we'll go half on this fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
think so.
So that's part of the reason, I guess, why they TP'd it. It is hanging over in our yard, so they're out there this morning ripping the toilet paper out of the tree this morning, which I think it's hysterical. I don't have a problem. My daughter's like, Mom's mad. My wife's like, I'm not mad. We're laughing about this thing. It's funny.
Yeah. We
kind of go back and forth today between Chiefs and Royals, because that's what happens when your teams are winning at a success rate, at least the Royals right now, back to 500, had a big weekend. Chiefs coming off a Super Bowl loss, getting ready to gear up for the next season. Training camp is in full force. Mac was there all weekend. I was there with him on Saturday. And when we were there on Saturday, Rashee Rice spoke. And I think we can all think about what are the three big stories of camp, right? We knew it was left tackle. We know that's now solidified as Josh Simmons is home. He has won the position in a week. I would say the second big story is what's going to be the suspension of Rashee Rice, right? Like, that's like, when are we going to get this information? Is it 4 games? Is it 6 games? Is it 2 games? Is it 8 games? We don't know. We know that we will get some sort of information eventually. So there was that. And then there's also now what is developed as what is going to happen at right tackle. Is it Juwan Taylor? Is it Jalen Moore? Who is going to be that right tackle? And I thought that Rashee Rice said something this weekend when he was asked at the podium about, of course, everything, because I think this is the first time he's talked since the court decided to give what they said. Mm-hmm. And Rashee Rice had this to say when they asked him what he's done to get better.
Continue to stay true to self and lock in on what you want to do. Honestly, it's just somebody that you can basically see yourself in and you want to grow up to be like, or just to have people around you that can advise you and help you grow.
So they asked him to give context to that answer of what he's done or how he's gotten better. And he said he found a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And I know that I'm not here to, you know, sugarcoat what he did, because what he did was a huge mistake. It was a dangerous act. It put a lot of people in danger, including himself and many others in that accident. But you love to hear a guy kind of be knocked down a few pegs and then tell you exactly what you want to hear. Which I think that's one of those things that I think is very important, because when you ask Rashee Rice, like, what have you done to get better? You know, you can hear like, oh, you know, well, I, you know, got with family, ding, check the box. Oh, I've, you know, gotten this way, or I've figured out how to do this. I've worked out better. Cool. But to find a mentor, to have somebody that now you can, because what was the one thing that we were talking about when he got in trouble? Because there was the car wreck and he was with friends that maybe not are good people to be around. Then there was the nightclub incident where that thing got expunged immediately. Like, right. They tried to do something, but he was around some people and it was like, hey, get yourself around people that are going to look out what's best for you, mm-hmm. and that you know they are true and they are going to be there for you. And finding a mentor, finding somebody to talk to and get advice from and kind of get better that way. Mac and I have done this, like, we lean into you. Hey, if I have something going on with sales, Dusty, here's what you need to do. And there'll be a private conversation with Bob and I after the show or on the way home on the phone. Mac comes to both of us and asks us things, and it makes you better because you find somebody that cares about what you can become and what you actually are. And mm-hmm. we know that Rashee Rice is a wide receiver one in this organization. We know he could be a future Pro Bowler. He could be a huge piece of this team, a big, big target for Patrick Mahomes. But you can't be that if you surround yourself with poisons and cancers and evilness. But if you find somebody that's like, hey, man, like, you know what we should do today? We should just go to the gym, and then we should go back and we should just watch film, or we should go back and play video games or whatever it may be. But Rashee Rice has found a mentor, and since then, been very, very quiet. Now, I know there are reasons why, right? He's on, you know, 5 years probation where he's got to do 30 days in jail because of what he did. He wants to be a football player on a team that is, what do you want to call it? Like, your intrigue to be great on a team that is great is awesome, because mm-hmm. if something is awesome, you want to be a part of that awesomeness. And if you're not, you feel left out. Look at Kareem Hunt's story.
Yeah.
Getting pulled over by the cop in the backseat, be like, I could have been a Super Bowl champion.
Right.
Now he's back here doing whatever he can to get back to being a Super Bowl champion. Got to a Super Bowl, didn't win, but you better believe that eats up Kareem Hunt inside over and over again. I think if he would have heard those words like Rashee Rice said, I got a mentor. Immediately when I messed up, I went and found somebody that I can talk to and give me the belief that I'm actually this person, not this other person that I thought I was. You love to hear it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a sign of growing up. And I was watching an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond over the weekend, and they're family fighting and whatnot. And Raymond has a line in that, and it kind of ticked his mother off. But he said, nothing good comes from family. And you start to kind of think about that with your own family. Every family's effed up. No matter how great you think your family is, every family is effed up. And sometimes, you know, guys go to the NFL, and we see this all the time. A lot of people that they were hanging around with don't have their best interest in mind. They think they're going to be on a money grab and a cash grab, and it becomes too much for players to handle their family and their friends and people that they were friends with or close to before they became big in the NFL. And then these people want to, you know, get involved for all the wrong reasons. And so you got to kick a lot of these folks to the curb. It's good that he did go out there and find a mentor, because I think it was, what was it, 2 years ago, maybe it was even last year during training camp, where I had people telling me they think he can be the best wide receiver in Chiefs history, right? They think he can surpass what Tyreek Hill has done for this organization. rotation. And he was definitely on that route, right, in the first year and then a couple of games, and his knee got blown up. And so he missed all of last season. That doesn't mean he still can't become the best wide receiver in franchise history. But I also think he's the biggest key weapon to this offense moving forward. Once Travis Kelce moves on, Rashee Rice is going, I think, to be that guy. I think he is going to be that one wide receiver that once we're past all of this, and again, he's 20-some years old. We're talking about kids toilet papering my kid's house today and Fred's tree and all that kind of stuff. Kids do stupid things, and you're really not an adult mentally until you hit the age of 30. And even still, you're not an adult, especially as a guy, right? But like you're learning these things. You're learning stuff as you go along. And when you're an athlete, you never suffer repercussions from doing bad things, ever. Because if you're a good athlete in high school, Mrs. Jones is going to give you a D. You're not getting an F. And they take care of everything for you. So you always think you're invincible. And then you get into a situation like Rashee Rice got in. And thank God nobody died. Thank God nobody got hurt. Thank God nothing was serious. But he can learn a hell of a lot from that situation and realize, oh man, I'm not invincible. They can't take care of everything for me. There are going to be repercussions. That may be the best thing to happen to his career. That dude grew up, and I do think he is going to be the next running mate, if you will, for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's so cool to see, to watch these kind of grow on, watch these guys kind of grow on and off the field, because we know, like you mentioned, his physical capabilities and what he can do on the field, but to reach your full potential in anything in life, but especially on the football field, you've got to have that mental game down. And it doesn't matter if you're 25 like Rashee Rice or 65, having someone in your life that you can go to and ask questions and say, hey man, this, what would I need to do here? I put myself in this situation through my, you know, series of bad mistakes. How can I lift myself back up? It doesn't matter how old you are, having someone in your life that's, you know, maybe older than you, maybe your age, maybe even younger than you, who can just kind of push you in the right direction that you'll actually listen to. And that's probably what the hardest part is for a younger guy, being a younger guy myself. Finding someone that you'll actually listen to who will feed that advice to you is huge. So good for Rashee Rice, man. Awesome to see that.
Yeah, and whoever his mentor is, I don't know. I don't want to know. It's none of my business.
Of course.
As long as it works for you and
yeah,
it's somebody that you know you can feel confident in and get direction from. And I think you put it the right way, listen as well. Because I know when I was younger, I knew it all, man. I had this world. Mm-hmm. I knew everything. And then the older I get, the more I realize how stupid I am. And that's how it kind of goes in life. The older you get, the more you realize you don't know. But when you're in your 20s and fresh out of college, we were all there. We all knew everything. Now, I know the way of the world. Nobody's going to tell me anything. And then you start to realize, I really don't know anything out here. And the more you listen and take advice from people and learn from their mistakes or whatever the case may be, the better off you're going to be. And the sooner that you can realize you don't know anything, the better off you're going to be in life, because we don't know anything. We can learn every single day. And I just love the fact that he's given himself the opportunity to turn his life around. And I think that's cool. And everybody's allowed that. Everybody's allowed to make mistakes. It's when you keep making mistakes over and over again and you're not learning from them, then we have to say goodbye to you.
And he's still got another learning curve, because he will be suspended. He's had to miss time watching the team do what they have to do on the field without him, and see if they're successful or if they can be more successful with him. Because, Mac, what did we find out this weekend? He had 288 yards in his first basically two games, and 181 of those were yards after the catch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
It's nuts.
Literally.
Yeah.
When you put that sort of algorithm into what this offense can be and, you know, do the nerd stat of adding that throughout the regular season, like, you have a guy that can change a game. And the Chiefs have not had that at a wide receiver since Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And when we saw Rashee Rice as a rookie.
Oh, Kadarius Toney changed games.
Yeah, he changed
it. Yeah, he did.
He did change a Super Bowl outcome, kind of. But, like, you look at what you can do. And when you get those bad people out of your life, because we've all grown up with them, we've all had that conversation with mom where it's like, I don't know about Terry, man. He just doesn't seem like a guy that you should be running with. And then you're like, mom, you don't know anything. He's fine. He just gets caught a lot. And then all of a sudden you get older and you're like, this guy's still doing it, and I don't know if I want to be a part of that. And you get away from it, and you're like, you know,
age out of this stuff.
Yeah,
man.
And then, you know, you go downtown, you know, 5 years later, and you're like, there he is, still there, just absolutely zooted out of his mind. Nothing's changed, and he's 40. And you're like, you know, I'm glad I got away from that. Now, Rashee Rice, it's up to you. You're 25 years old. You've got the rest of your future in your hands. You are going to be suspended. You are going to see this team play without you. Now you have to take that and bottle it up and go through with it. Because if you can avoid the grifters in life, then you can drift through it yourself and be successful, because this team will give you success. We have seen that.
They will set you up, yeah.
Ask Trent McDuffie, ask Leo Chenault, ask Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, all these guys that were all drafted during this dynasty that now all of a sudden are part of this team and part of the future. And they know that the one thing that matters is winning, because with winning becomes some success.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, can learn from all of that kind of stuff. And you're right about the grifters in life that will come alongside of you. You'll have people reach out to you, these guys do, that say that they're your second cousin, and you've never heard from this person ever before. So it's good. And also, too, one more thing on Rashee Rice. The suspension at the beginning of the year may actually be really good. Give that knee a couple more weeks to kind of get better and heal up, because we're not quite a year removed from where that injury was. What was that, week three of the NFL season, right?
First half.
So if he suspended two or three games, give him an entire calendar year to get that knee healthy.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Football is in the air, and that means a lot of football news in the air as well. And people deciding, you know, I'm actually not going to show up. I want my contract to be negotiated. James Cook, the latest to do that, showing up to Bills practice. But every question he gets, business. Hey, man, why didn't you practice today? Business. Hey, what's going on? Are you going to be there tomorrow? Business. One word.
Business.
Fair.
Yeah, it's great. Marshawn.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Took a page out of Marshawn Lynch's 100%. Playbook. I'm just here so I don't get fined. So what do you think about this? I'm just here so I don't get fined. And yet the people that could still ask questions, like when he says business twice, you've got to know as a media member, he's going to answer every question business. But they kept going.
Right.
Like, you can, it's fun for us because we know, like, when you hear business, yep, and then business. Okay, he's done.
And there, it's over.
Yep. Vargy pitched great tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. Vargy pitched a good game.
So what about the – yeah, well, Vargy was great tonight. Right. Okay.
Is there a guy from the Revolutionary War here? Vargy pitched a good game tonight.
No, I mean, it's – look, I'm they got their distractions.
Yeah, I love it, the fact that Buffalo has to go through this right now. But I also look, this is why the business side of sports sucks for the fan, because we're experiencing all of this and seeing a guy like James Cook, who on the surface, you're like, yeah, pay the man. But also you realize he's a running back. Yeah. And Brandon Bean said the comment, the GM of Buffalo, who has 15 players on the injured list right now, just so you know, for those scoring at home, 15 Bills sat out of practice yesterday.
Wow.
James Cook, the GM, said about him, he goes, look, we're trying to fit everybody under an umbrella, not in a silo. And I saw that. I'm like, okay. Clearly, they're not going to give him the money that he thinks he's going to want. Don't hold out, though, and miss the entire season, James, if you want to make money, because you can ask Le'Veon Bell and LeSean McCoy how that worked out for them, right? So I would say you play, but I understand not being at practice and going through all this right now. And I love it. As a Chiefs fan, this is good.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell now just copy-pasting popular tweets and posting them as his own.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's exactly
what he's
all weekend.
Really?
Just a bunch of random, like, funny tweets that you've seen that he posts them as his own, gets likes. People are alleging that he's a little short on the cash, trying to get some likes on Twitter, trying to make some bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
From engagement.
So hang on a second. You're a former NFL player, and I understand, I think, like, 75% of dudes go broke.
Yep.
But
great 30 for 30.
Yeah.
But you're so broke. How broke is he that you're trying to engagement farm on Twitter to get a couple of cents on the dollar?
Pretty sad.
And he started boxing.
Yeah, and he boxed. Yeah, it's not been great for Le'Veon Bell. Well, so.
But he made his own bed, man. That guy sat out a year and thought he was going to cash in, and he didn't, and he stunk.
Yeah, so be careful, James Cook, and also the Bills.
Yeah.
Bills lost Khalil Shakir for a few weeks, maybe over a month, beginning of the season. He was their number one wide receiver last season.
Yeah, but that I mean, that's start of the year. I'm not like if you're for out sure. from I'm not too concerned at this point, you know.
But if you're James Cook, you're saying, "Hey man, you may even need me that much more right now, right?"
So collateral.
Yes.
One word.
Number one wide receiver there in Buffalo, injured. Number one wide receiver in Miami, causing some more distractions there. Tyreek Hill last week talked about the red zone drills and how, hey man, we shouldn't have Devon Achane in the offense. Mike McDaniel needs to stop doing that. Yeah, he's not big enough. He shouldn't be in on third and shorts in the red zone, stuff like that. Mike McDaniel kind of clapped back this week. This is what he said over the weekend.
I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for. And his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Studsville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yard period that very day. But we thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there too for.
Everybody has a shelf life. His expired here, and it's clearly expiring down in Miami. He's one of those guys that it's great when you're winning, and the minute it goes to the left or to the right and goes off that track of winning, he's one of the worst people to have around your organization. He sucks. My one word is expired.
Expired.
Nice. Yeah, tired. Man, it was fun. Like Bob said, it was cute. It was quirky. It was, you know, hey, here's this dynamite offense of a Miami team that is now, Bob said, expired. I think it's tired. Stale, I think you could say.
Yep.
That's a coach that's probably like, I got to figure this out, or my tenure in the NFL is quickly going to be over, and I'll be an offensive coach, or I'll be a quarterback's coach somewhere. But look, we talked about it last week. Their entire secondary is gone or injured. Tyreek Hill has completely gone off the rails with what he thinks his role is with this team. What'd he say? Like, just now has understood the playbook after 3 years of being in Miami?
Yeah, what? I mean,
what are you doing, man?
Man, that's just so stupid to say stuff like that.
Expired.
Because the thing about it is, Mac has a bet with a listener, Trent.
True.
Who says that Miami will still win 10 games. Mac says there's no way in hell they're winning 10 games this year.
Now, the 17-game schedule doesn't make 10 as big as it used to be, you know, but I understand what you're saying. And I just, they don't.
They look like a train wreck before it even starts. Yeah,
exactly. Like, exactly. You can see it coming. It's a mess in July.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, that doesn't look like it's going to be all right. Should we? Nope.
No, we're good to go. I'll just get a few things cleaned up and be okay.
Sure.
Tyreek Hill is becoming that franchise killer, man. It is time to move on with him. Again, when things are going great, he's wonderful. Those are the worst kind of teammates.
Yeah, when all the bad news is circle around your best player, too, that's not great either. Right. He is their best player.
One person.
Right, one guy.
That is a me, not a team.
I mean, and Tua's taking shots at him and saying he needs to kind of get him back in the good graces of everything. And then he's taking shots at A-Chain, and like, he wasn't even in the plays and stuff, like as McDaniel said. Like, and then he called the genius reporting by Tyreek.
Read the tea leaves.
That thing's a mess, man.
Soon to be a Kansas City Chief, because Isaiah Pacheco will take 10 somewhere else, and then there'll be an open vacancy for number 10. Tyreek Hill will finish his career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be welcome back here. I mean, I think they've been just fine without the antics of Tyreek Hill.
Hypothetical trade involving Tyreek Hill and the Commanders. The Commanders and Dolphins have had discussions involving a Tyreek Hill and Terry McLaurin swap. The Dolphins want a high pick back, and the deal that comes from Polymarket Football could be complete BS, but either way, a fun thing to talk about. Would you make that trade?
Nope. No. And I'm thinking from the Commander's point of view, right? You had a great first year with Jaden Daniels, right? And I understand there's some contract stuff with Terry McLaurin right now. That is a veteran. You guys talked about the mentor type guys in the NFL earlier, right? Terry McLaurin's that kind of guy. That's the kind of guy you want with your young quarterback. You don't want him anywhere near Tyreek Hill. He's not going to make Jaden Daniels better. He'll make Jaden Daniels worse as a quarterback. Because if he's not studying the playbook in Miami, then you're going to trade this cat to Washington and expect him to learn the playbook? Forget about it, man.
Yeah, my one word is business. We know what's going on. Yeah. It's going to happen. He'll be in Washington.
Of course.
And I mean, if you want, just go ask Jaden Daniels' mom. She was there at the press conference. Is it getting weird?
It is. You know, and look, man. I'm a big fan of his mom having the influence in his life.
Right, sure.
But it's a little bit too far right now. Eventually, you got to let your kid go out there and be your kid, especially when he's the starting quarterback in the NFL. Showing up to practice every day and interviews.
He's 25.
And all that kind of stuff. Like, man, like, I know she got in the way. And she is in his best interest looking out for girls and all that kind of stuff. Totally in support of that. But just so you know, he's probably not going to find a wife until he's done playing sports, which is good, which is actually the good thing, right?
She's right there in that press conference. Not press conference, interview.
Interview on the NFL.
On like, the set.
Yeah, geez,
just
man.
Right there. Yes. They couldn't tighten the shot more.
No, I'm like,
she knew.
Yes, yeah. World of Wrestling had this guy come back.
We have 4 months left to enjoy the greatness that is John Cena. What?
It's the beast music.
Holy s***!
Oh, Michael Cole.
Oh, my God! It's the beast! It's the beast!
The beast is back!
Brock Lesnar!
And that SummerSlam!
One word there.
That guy was excited, huh?
It's Michael Cole, baby.
Brock Lesnar.
It's the OG, Michael Cole, baby.
It was awesome.
Lesnar coming back. People fired up, huh?
I mean, how nerdy do you want me to be? Cody Rhodes got beat, or he beat John Cena, the biggest babyface in maybe wrestling's history. And then here comes Brock Lesnar to start a new storyline that'll carry into WrestleMania. He comes out with a mullet, a cowboy hat, a cutoff shirt, gives, you know, John Cena the F5 and stands over him. SummerSlam over. Well done, Paul Levesque.
Now, I will say this. With wrestling, they have these storylines written out, right? The ones in the NFL just happen. Mm-hmm. Which are better?
Wrestling.
I don't know. Natural helps. NFL's right? Pretty good. The natural helps. But, I mean, yeah, wrestling has got some great storylines.
It does.
Too.
It's great. Yeah. Yes.
Take a ticket out of their book and just kind of use it into your sport.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, 100%. Every league is doing it.
Don't forget, it's not a pay-per-view, but it is a game, and it's the only place to hear this game, which is 96.5 The Fan, which is Saturday at 7 o'clock. Chiefs-Cardinals here on this radio station. Royals will play Saturday on The Fan, AM 610, with Vern's On Deck show starting at 5 p.m. Coming up, we have the worst sports take possibly in the history of sports on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I just need school to start. That's all.
That's why when I was in Gulf Shores and all my buddies were down there and their kids were pissing them off, I was like, what do you want to happen more? School to start or football to start? 50-50.
Yeah, no, it's school to start. There's no debating on that. The kids who the folks who said they'd rather have football start than school start, were they still not with like school age kids yet and still not experiencing this? Because give them a year or two.
Yeah, they weren't teenagers. I'll tell you that. Yeah, there's only like two teenagers that were down there and they were so independent it didn't matter. So they were just like, yeah, she'll just do whatever she wants. She'll wake up at 1:30. She doesn't care that the beach is out there, it's fine.
Right.
She's got her food, she knows what she's doing. We're good. Mm-hmm. Other kids, I don't want to put sunscreen on. Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. So like last night we got TP'd and I'm continuing to update as the story goes along. You know, this morning, like last night, I went to bed fairly early last night watching, you know, a little Sunday night baseball and whatnot and dozing off. And then all of a sudden, like at 9:30, the kids are in the room. And what's so funny is that, you know, you'll experience this when you guys have kids, but like they don't talk to dad ever. It's immediately to mom, The kids go immediately to mom and the dog immediately goes to mom. Anytime they need something, it's right to mom. And so last night I hear them on like my wife's side of the bed talking. I'm like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden one of my daughter's friends showed up. She's got to stay here for the night. Fine, whatever. Do your thing. I don't care, right? I wake up in the morning, 4:30. I raise the garage door. I go outside. We have been teepeed, right? The entire front yard has been teepeed, awesome. Except they missed our yard. They teepeed Fred's yard because Fred has the tree. So Fred's tree is covered in toilet paper. It's all hanging. Sorry, my Fred. Daughter's car has it on hers. Our bush in front has it. But we thank God we took the big trees down. And so now it's a fight at the house over A, whose friends did it between my two daughters. Mom's being nasty about it and blaming us, which we're not because we were laughing hysterically.
I like nasty Jim.
About it this morning. And so the fighting is taking place. Fred's mad that the tree was teepeed. Like it's our fault. And like that, nothing we can do about it, right? And so here I sit from afar. This is why Josh and I for 15 years went, thank God we're not there because we couldn't handle this stuff, right? Thank God mom's there handling all this. But now the kids are fighting. They're fighting with mom. School needs to start.
Because of kids or because of football takes?
I personally, now that football season has started, I personally think that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be anything without Andy Reid. If Deshaun Watson was drafted by the Chiefs, he'd probably be the number one quarterback in the league.
Does Deshaun Watson, does the stuff still happen if he's in Kansas City?
I feel like, though, Andy Reid could have maybe guided him in a better way, you know?
That's probably
maybe
true.
Maybe he wouldn't be such a bad guy.
Didn't we hear that take earlier in the spring?
I think we heard from her.
It's the same person that had a real bad Mahomes take earlier.
I'm trying to remember what it is, too.
Because I saw that one yesterday, and I'm like, I swear I've heard this bad take before. I'm not even going to pay this woman any mind for this horrible take about how Deshaun Watson would be number one if it was Andy Reid. Are Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes the perfect sports marriage of all time? It's pretty damn close. It really is pretty damn close. They both benefit greatly from each other. But to say Deshaun Watson would have been doing his thing with Andy Reid,
yes!
No, he would. That's taking what Patrick Mahomes has been able to accomplish and really taking a big dump on that. That's just a bad take by that person.
I do think there would be some sort of, I guess you could say, like maybe a different path. But I mean, we've still seen athletes mess up under Andy Reid.
Sure.
And it's not necessarily Andy Reid's fault.
Right.
Right. Like Kareem Hunt did his thing, Rashee Rice did his thing. Tyreek Hill had the incident at the airport that, you know, wasn't as bad as what they initially reported. But all that has been underneath Andy Reid. And, you know, now you look at this and you're like, well, Deshaun Watson be the best quarterback? No. Like Mahomes has things that Andy Reid can't teach.
Right.
Right. And Andy Reid has taught Mahomes a lot and shown, I mean, it is, like you said, it is a perfect marriage.
It's wonderful.
It is Pat Riley and Magic Johnson, or Magic, yeah.
Yeah.
It's those two. It's Phil and Michael Jordan. At the time, it was Steve and Tiger. Like, at that time, the caddy and Tiger, like, that was what you need. Young kid, guy who's seen a lot of it. Now, again, their relationship would foil out after the affair, but, like, he could have had any caddy, and I guarantee you Tiger Woods still would have been a
cheater. What happened to Fluff?
Well, he smokes cigs and checks the air.
Oh.
But, I mean, look, to say that he'd be the best quarterback is the take that I don't like, because he wouldn't be.
No.
Because if Mahomes went to the Bears, the second overall pick, Chicago would be a completely different franchise. You would never hear the end of Chicago. If he went to the Patriots, it would have been the same thing. Now, maybe they don't have three Super Bowls and five appearances and go to every single championship game, but when there's that sort of talent inside a human body, the coach is like, Andy Reid probably would have been retired if they would have gotten somebody besides Patrick Mahomes.
No doubt. He would have had about 5 years. When they drafted Patrick Mahomes, the conversations that I had was he got about 5 years, right? And then he was going to kind of go about his merry way. And then this happened. He's not leaving anytime soon. I think, you know, you and I probably have shorter times than Andy Reid does. Everybody has a shorter time than Andy Reid does right about now, because he's not going anywhere and they don't want him to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's nobody more secure in their job in this country than Andy Reid is right now as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. But Deshaun Watson is not coming back from 24-0 down. In fact, he actually blew that lead. Deshaun Watson is not leading a comeback with 13 seconds to go. Deshaun Watson is not leading comebacks in the Super Bowl down 10. Deshaun Watson probably only gets to maybe one of those Super Bowls that Patrick Mahomes got to, because a lot of the reasons why we were in the Super Bowl were improvisational plays that Patrick Mahomes made. The first run alone are improvisational plays that Patrick Mahomes made, being down 10 or more in every single game. You telling me Deshaun Watson is coming back being down in all of those games? I don't think he is. It really denigrates what Patrick Mahomes does on the field. But again, this is just a bad, what is this, a TikTok? What is this?
Somebody says it's Sarah's stupid takes. And then they said she doesn't like Mahomes because he wins too much because he's on TV all the time or something like that.
Oh, gotcha.
That sounds logical.
Yeah. He's just, you know, paying the refs and all that sort of stuff. But I think that, you know, the thing that irritates me about, and I give Andy Reid all the credit in the world to help Patrick Mahomes to where he's at. I think that if Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of the Chiefs, we have the early 2000s Eagles all over again. You see a lot of similarities to McNabb. Never really got you over the hump. Whereas Patrick Mahomes needed Andy Reid, Andy Reid needed Patrick Mahomes for many reasons.
It's a perfect marriage.
But the one thing that doesn't get talked about enough that I talk about till I'm blue in the face is that Mahomes isn't the quarterback he is if he doesn't have a year behind Alex Smith.
And that factors in as well, too. And look, I've always said if Mahomes was drafted that year by the Giants, he'd be on his third head coach right now. Do you think Patrick Mahomes would be having that success without Andy Reid? No, he'd be good, but he wouldn't be great. Andy Reid was a good head coach. Andy Reid became a great head coach once Patrick Mahomes came to Kansas City. They each are very good at what they do, but together they both became great and became the best at what they do. And you're citing examples basically from the beginning of the 80s to go back to show you what kind of relationship this is in sports, because there just aren't many of them. There is Magic and Pat Riley. There is Jordan and obviously Phil. There is Tiger and his early caddies. There are Derek Jeter and Joe Torre were a great matchup together. Other than that, I mean, you really can't
Walsh and Montana might have been perfect.
The 80s and 70s, right. You know? I mean, it's
Brady
very,
and Belichick, I don't know. They were both good for each other.
I would put them in there.
Yeah, because you have the defensive.
You would or would not.
Would for sure.
Because you have the defensive guy, then you have that. Then you have, like, Popovich and
Tim
Duncan. Yeah.
Like, that probably doesn't, you know, go the way it goes. I mean, they won, what, 4, 5?
Yeah.
I think five. Yep.
You're right. Yeah. It doesn't resonate with the way, you know, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are a great marriage
for
and
sure.
relationship down in, you know, in Miami. And so they're very few and far between when we have these great coach-player relationships and marriages, and we're in the midst of one right now. And I was listening to something, or I saw something in the rundown about Adam Schein was going to talk about he was going to yell about Aaron Boone, right?
Yes.
And I'm thinking about it as I listen to all of this stuff. In sports and in this medium, we focus so much on the negative so much instead of focusing on the positive and what's good. And I know people, it's easier to yell and scream and get clicks when people are yelling about negative things. But this Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid thing is one of the greatest things, if not the greatest thing, our generation has ever witnessed in sports right now. I mean, we haven't seen anything better than what's going on with these two guys right now. And there are still people out there who try to run it down and say it's no good and has negative takes about it. Like, I feel sorry for you, because if you have negative thoughts about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, that's on you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's like a look in the mirror and go, why am I miserable?
Max back from camp. We'll get his evaluations. Plus, we'll get a little bit of Hollywood. Not Sydney Sweeney Hollywood, but like Hollywood as in on a Chiefs player on the roster and what his role could be with the looming suspension here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.